Hello, this is Andrew Fellows, and you're listening to Brandy Carlile on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
To
Folks, welcome back to Andromeda here on Sunday afternoon. Thought it was Saturday for a minute. It's definitely not Saturday. That was yesterday. But we got a ton of snow outside here in Medford, Mass. No impediments to me getting to the station, thankfully, but it was a crazy past 48 hours here. Hope that all of you are snuggled up, cozy in your respective homes listening to this. But if you must be out, then thanks for listening anyway. But today we've got a special show. Today is a 2021 recap, looking back at the best songs that 2021 had to offer. There's a lot of great stuff. I gotta say, 2021, it's up there for the best years in music during my sort of existence and my awareness of music. I think it's right up there with 2015 and 2016, the sort of golden years. But yeah, some really great albums and songs came out this year, and we're going to take a look back at just some of them. I had to cut this down a little bit to make it fit in the hour, but we're going to try to cover the best of the best of the best. And with that, let's move on to hear something from Chelsea Wolfe and Emma Ruth Rundle. A little bit of darkness here with Anhedonia, their non-album single from early last year.
I know it all comes.
Caro Caro Benito, folks, from there, it's a whole band, that's right. Caro Caro Benito and Sarah Benito, of course, the front woman of that, from their EP Civilization 2 this year. Not a tribute to the Sid Meier video game, as far as I know, but a wonderful EP nonetheless, perhaps the best EP of the year. And then before that, Men I Trust, the Canadian indie pop band with Lifelong Song off of their album, Untourable Album. And then the non-album single, Anhedonia, from Chelsea Wolfe and Emma Ruth Rundle. All coming out in 2021, of course. That's our theme for today. 2021 recap, and that's the deal. And yeah, let's move on to another one. This one's from Beach House, from their upcoming album Once Twice Melody, which is an interesting release schedule. It's being released in four sequential parts. One part is being released at a time and added on to the album. And the whole thing is going to be released in its entirety, I think, this coming Friday. But this is one of the earlier songs from the earlier parts, and it's called Superstar. This is Beach House.
Thank you. so persistent on you. By the morning I fell to my feet, and the doctor said we are unfortunately running out of options to treat. What a funny way to speak.
Black Country New Road there. English post-punk band with their single Concord from late last year off of their upcoming album Ants From Up There, an album which I am very, very looking forward to, along with Beach House, whose song Superstar is also off of an upcoming, sort of already released album in a way. Both of those songs, both of those albums, are going to be released this Friday, February 4th. It's going to be a pretty monumental day for music and music history. But yeah, just absolutely adore both of those songs and can't wait to hear more where that comes from. But for now, since we are past the halfway point of the hour, it's time for a PSA. This one is about texting and driving. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And now back to the music from an album that I think might be the best album of the year. Well, that is, of course, my opinion. My favorite album of the year, certainly. But yes, this is Magdalena Bay, a personal favorite of many of the WMFO board members and DJs alike. From their album Mercurial World, this is You Lose from Magdalena Bay. Definitely looking forward to hearing more from them in the coming years. But yes, this is the crown jewel of their album, You Lose.
Thank you. Thank you.
spelling with three L's. That's right. That's how it's spelled. That's how she spells it. From her album The Turning Wheel, which came out last year in 2021, the immense 7.5-minute track Boys at School. Definitely, that one might be my favorite track of the year. And right before that was Magdalena Bay with You Lose off of Mercurial World, which is maybe my favorite album of the year. We'll see. My mind might change when I hear another unnamed album that will soon be played. But yeah, two amazing, amazing songs from amazing artists. New artists, too. Both of those albums were really the breakout records for those two respective artists. And yeah, it's about the three-quarter mark of the hour right now. So we're going to get right back into some artists, starting with this one, this duo, this power duo of two indie rock legends. Someone online referred to this collaboration as Watch the Throne for NPR listeners, which I thought was kind of funny. If you know Watch the Throne and you know the type of music that NPR listeners listen to, I thought that was kind of a funny comment. But it's Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen. With Like I Used To, a great collaboration and a great single from two amazing women in indie rock. Here we go.
Saw you in-
Posing for Cars, the closing track off of Japanese Breakfast's 2021 album, Jubilee. An amazing, amazing album, which might be my favorite album of the year. All right, you know what? It is. I've changed my mind. Backpedaling 100%. My favorite album of the year was Jubilee by Japanese Breakfast. There we have it. And that about wraps up our show. Oh, yes, of course, before that we heard Sharon Vednett and Angel Olsen with Like I Used To. That about wraps up our 2021 recap here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back next week for when the spring schedule officially starts, and we'll have all of our other DJs in here as well, before and after me. Although I think Greg's on after me today, as always, because he's remote. But yes, this has been a great hour. It's good to be back, and hope to be bringing you all the freshest tunes there are to offer in spring 2022. Have a nice evening, enjoy the snow, enjoy the week, and I'll see you same time next week. To close us out, here's one from Lil Ugly Mane, a re-recorded version of his song Headboard off of his 2021 album, Volcanic Bird Enemy and the Voiced Concern. This is Lil Ugly Mane. Good night.